And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 29th of August, 2015. It's the birthday of John Locke, born in Somerset, England, 1632, the philosopher who believed in natural law, that people have natural rights, of which the right of property is most important, beginning with the property of your own person. John Locke said, "The actions of men are the best interpreters of their thoughts." It's the birthday of the jazz saxophonist Charlie Parker, born Kansas City, Kansas, 1920, one of the fathers, along with Dizzy Gillespie, of bebop, though he'd never cared for that label. He said, "Let's just call it music." Charlie Parker, who struggled with heroin addiction and alcoholism all his life, he died in 1955. The coroner, looking at him, estimated his age to be between 50 and 60. In fact, he was 34. Charlie Parker, who advised aspiring musicians, "You've got to learn your instrument, then you practice, 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 and then when you finally get up there on the bandstand, forget all that and just wail." It was on this day 10 years ago that Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast near New Orleans. Most people in the city thought New Orleans was going to dodge the bullet, but reporters from the Times-Picayune newspaper went out on bicycles to the levee on the 17th Street Canal, and they found 7 feet of water, rushing water, on the main street, rolling south toward the rest of the city. More than 80% of the city was eventually flooded. The water rose to 14 feet in some places. But the newspaper, the Times-Picayune, set up offices in Baton Rouge, and they kept coming out. And just a few days later, on September the 2nd, reporters brought copies of the paper to the convention center where many people had been living for days. Here's a poem for today by Dorian Laux, "Kissing Again." Kissing again, after a long drought of not kissing, too many kids, bills, windows needing repair. Sex, yes, though squeezed in between the minor depths of anger, despair, standing up amid the laundry or fumbling onto the strip of rug between the coffee table and the couch, quick, furtive like birds, a dance on the wing, but no time for kissing, the luxuriant tonguing of another spongy tongue, the deft flicking and feral sucking, that prolonged lapping that makes a smooth stone of the brain. To be lost in it, your body tumbled in sea waves, no up or down, just salt and the liquid swells set in motion by the moon, by a tremor in Istanbul, the waft of a moth wing before it plows into a halo of light. Praise the deep lustrous kiss that lasts minutes, blossoms into what feels like days, fields of tulips glossy with dew, low purple clouds piling in beneath the distant arch of a bridge. One after another, they storm your lips, each kiss a caress, autonomous and alive, spilling into each other, streams, into creeks, into rivers that grunt and break upon the gorge. Let the tongue, in its wisdom, release its stores. Let the mouth, tired of talking, relax into its shapes of give and receive, its plush swelling, its slick round reveling, its primal reminiscence that knows only the one robust world." Kissing Again, a poem by Dorian Laux from Facts About the Moon, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.